Today's learning is from the initial Chaim Luzer from Shai Moshe and Daniel Ritzke. Best way to Israel is be schus for Shloim Achai Moshe Shem Amalki Yonis and Sar. We in Baruch HaBas Sar Amalki be schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Kuf Tzadakei, another new Simen. Also continuing on in the halachas of Zimun and also very, very applicable halachas. So let's get started over here. Says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Shtei Chaburei Sha'oichlos V'bayis Echad. You have two groups of people that are eating in separate groups, either in one house, one on one table, one on another table, or even in separate houses, potentially. So let's say you're in the bungalow colony, right? And you have one group eating in their house, and the other in their bungalow, the other group in their bungalow. If the two of them are seeing each other, they're able to be mitzaref to zimun. Okay, so we'll see what we'll try to figure out. Does that mean that we had two groups of three? So that's the case. Why do they want to be mitzaref? Or we're talking about there's one group, two groups of two. So we'll have to try to understand that. Vimlav ain't a mitzaref. So they can't see each other. They are not mitzaref. Vim yesh shamish echad l'shteim. There's one waiter. The Svarim write, even if it's not a waiter, even if it's just you're at a hotel, and there's one guy who's in charge of making sure each table is taken care of. Right, there's somebody who's serving in some sort of fashion each of these groups. Then mitzarfin, even if they don't see each other. Okay, okay, going. Now the Mishnah Brura adds some words. The Mechaber, I'm sorry, adds some words here. So the Mechaber limits this down, that this that we can be mitzaref, these two groups of people, is only if that was their intention in the beginning. We'll see, not everybody agrees with that. Now, so that's number one. Number two, those that say, she'im reshus harabim, if there's a public thoroughfare, we'll see, this doesn't necessarily mean that you have 16 amas between the two, even if it's much smaller, but there's a space in between that people can pass through, ben shnei abatim, between the two houses, ain't a mitzaref from a shaminyan, then they are not mitzaref. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. They're each eating on their own table. Mitzarefus lezimun, right to loyma. Yirtzu, yecholim litzaref, lahaytzi echad es kulim birchas hamazon. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning that the Mechaber's case over here is that two group of three people. So Ibazai, what's the big deal? Why do you want to be mitzaref? We said even if it was a group of six, you have a right to separate if you wanted to. So what's the big chiddush that I have two groups of three that I want to be mitzaref? So Mishnah Berurah really limits the soul halacha to something not so negayatus usually. Is that one guy wants to bench for everybody. Maybe one group, they don't know how to bench. One guy wants to be yoytze everybody in benching, so you could be mitzaref. On the flip side, if they were eating totally separate, then you wouldn't. So just to explain the according to the Mishnah Berurah, the way he's learning this and the way it seems to be for the Mechaber. So you're in a hotel for Yontif. And you have your group of three people sitting on your table, and there's another table that's three people. Let's say the Balei Tshuva, they don't know how to read the benching, right? And they say, listen, we want to eat on our table, you want to eat on your table. Do me a favor, can you be mitzi us in benching when we're going to finish eating? You can do it, but only if you guys had in mind at the beginning that you're being mitzaref one another. That seems to be the whole halacha over here. V'emlav. If they cannot see each other, even if they're in one house, even if they're in intention, then they can't be mitzaref him. Yes, shamish. Even this guy is not eating with them, but there's one person serving both of them. Who mitzaref and he connects them. Even if you went to Orlando for Sukkot and for Pesach, and you have one caterer taking care of both of your meals. It's good. Ukigoin. Then the Mechaber told us that's only if they had that intention in the beginning. Shenichdu mistimas haMechaber. From the way the Mechaber says this, mashma the fill of baisecha the royin zedze. So even if you're in one dining room in the hotel, or one dining room in yeshiva, and you can see each other, gam kelim mitzaref shnechabus yachad, they're not mitzaref unless you're together. Elim kain shenisu mitchila das zed that they came in on this das. Aval habra chreinim kasu. That if in one house, all you need is the Ryan Zedze. You don't need that you had this intention from the beginning. That if it's in one house, seeing each other, or one person serving both groups is enough to be mitzaref them in one house, and they don't have to have had this intention from the beginning. Then we said that if there's a shus harabim in the middle, kasa taz lav dafker shus harabim, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a dafker shus harabim. Mamet shehu rachav tez zayin amis, that's 16 amis wide. Do I think yes shvila yachem mafsik ben teim? If she dafker shu kavu be meisak shomim, if it's a all year round or shus hayachah that anybody wants can walk through, that breaks it up. And then you can't connect to it. So again, going back to the beginning, just so we see the other side on the of the coin, is that we, according to the way the Mechaber and seems to be saying it, and the way the Mishabru is learning this, is this whole halacha had to do with that two groups of three people, and the question is, can they be mitzaref in order to be mitzi each other or not? Okay, now the if you look in the Bir Halacha, there is those that learn this very, very differently. They say that it could be I had one group of two and another group of two, or two groups of one group of three and a group of two, or three and one, right? Sitting on seven. So we had this ready. You went into the yeshiva dining room and you sat down with one other guy on your table and two other guys sat down on the other table, right? Since you're not eating together, you can't be mitzaref tezimun. On the flip side, or in a restaurant, you're eating at your table with your friend, and there's another guy eating with his friend on his table. They can't just turn around and be mitzaref in order to eat each other, to eat with each, to bench for each other, to say that you were benching together. However, if what the Mechaber is telling us, that according to this pshat, that if the two people came in and they had intention to be mitzaref their meals together, even though you were eating with your friend on your table and he was eating with his friend on his table, and you want to be mitzaref, then you can be mitzaref. So this way you can get zimun. So that's the whole chiddush over here, is that you can have zimun. And it would seem that if you did that, it would be okay, that you could be mitzaref. Again, you would have to have a mind l'chatchila when you sat down. So you came into the restaurant, you're coming in with one guy, see another person you know is coming in also. You say, listen, I know we're going to eat on separate tables, we're going to be able to see each other, let's have a mind to be mitzaref one another. So this way, when it comes to zimun, we'll be able to do it. So according to this pshat, you'd be able to do it and do it this zimun. The real question comes up is if you had five on your table and they had five, and you want to add delikenu, problem is that it really, according to the way the Mechaber Shabur is saying, is then you can't. Add elikenu, so there, l'chayri, you shouldn't do it, since you'd be putting yourself into a problem whether or not you should say elikenu. Okay, so those are the two ways of learning this, and hopefully it was clear. If not, feel free to speak up. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Achlu miktsasim bebayis, miktsasim chutz lebayis. What happens if part of the people ate inside the house and part ate outside? If the guy who's in the middle can see each other, can see both groups, he could connect it. We had a similar idea by minyan, right? So if you had a minyan in your house and some people in the living room, some people in the dining room, and they can't really see each other, but the chazan was standing sort of in the doorway of the two rooms and he's able to see both, he can connect them. So let's see the Mishaburu. Miftan abayis tuhu roya elu ve'elu. He sees them both. V'havelei k'mitzosin roya zeh. You treat it as if everybody can see each other, so you are good to go. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel, Kol hechad shmei starfes shvei chaburis. Anytime you're going to come to rely on this, that you want to be mitzaref two chaburis, tzarech sheyishmu shteim divrei mevarech b'chazim b'beir. Each side has to be able to actually hear. So it's very nice. I'm in my bungalow, and there's another group in the other bungalow. We want to be mitzaref. It only going to work if everybody can hear me clearly when I say the benching. And according to what's either at a minimum, the actual Rabbi Sai, Nevarach Shachal Mishalai, but according to the other sheet, it has to be all the way till the Hazan, they're going to have to be able to hear clearly. Says Zerma, the other brachas, everybody can bench themselves. If you want that the one guy should be yotzi, everybody, you have to hear the whole bechas hamazon. Because without that, you're not yotzi at all. Let's see the Mishaburu. Birchas zimun, Heile kam sim rech siv bez. The das am chaber de bich zimun hu nevarich u baruch shachalnu. The machaber holds that the, what does that mean that you have to hear everything clearly? He's referring to just the zimun part. But das ramah, however, the ramah, the dafka, the gemar bich zazon. They have to be able to hear clearly all the way to bich zazon. So the bottom line is, according to the machaber, if you're trying to mitzarif these two groups together into one zimun, you gotta, according to the machaber, you gotta be able to hear at least the zimun part. Clearly, according to the Ramah, you got to be able to hear all the way till the end of Hazanas HaKoyl, clearly. V'chol zeh hugam came rak b'mkoy matzorech. Aval l'tchilo, yoytze nochesh yishma kol b'ch z'mozim p'yavarech, as we said previously, the preferable way is that you should be able to hear the guy benching the whole thing. V'hu yoytze b'chol b'ch z'mozim, we said that we're not yoytze, we just have the, we each bench ourselves, but preferably you're supposed to be benching along with the person leading the benching, so this way you can get to the end of each bracha slightly ahead of him and answer amen. And also, we don't have the problem that if you lose concentration, you're not going to be yotz if you missed out some words because you're saying it yourself. The veyer with the evidim loy shavu divrei mezam and shaman nevarich rak shama lo oynim shoynim baruch shachalim shaloi. You heard the people respond baruch shachalim shaloi, but you didn't hear the nevarich shachalim shaloi from the person being mezamin. Mutagan came line nois ima, you're able to answer with him. Okay, so now it's interesting over here. He brings down that you're allowed to answer, but you possibly, according to the way the Machaber learns earlier, you weren't yoitza the Birchsa Mazen. Again, like I said, we spoke to the Rav about it a little bit. It seems that today the main point is that we're all being mitzarev because we're all saying our own benching, and therefore it's less important to be able to hear anything, although it is obviously preferable to do so when you are benching. Okay, let's start the Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, and we're going to get into a very interesting thing over here. We're actually going to touch upon, for those of you learning the Amid Yomi, you'll see in the Darim, you'll see something that's very negeya. Ochel dva iser. If you ate something that is asa to eat, afal pishen asa el midrabanon. Even though it's only asa midrabanon, ain mezamna olav. You can't go ahead and do zimun on it. The truth is, you're not even supposed to make a bracha, not a bracha rishayna, and not a bracha achrayna. So we're talking about over here that somebody goes ahead and he's eating something, whether it's an issa deraisa or an issa drabanon, but he's eating it dafka. He knows it's aser, and he's eating it anyway, and he doesn't have, for right now, for this case, we don't have any heterim to have eaten it. This guy's not a chayla, it's not a sakana, he doesn't have a gun to his head. It's also for him to eat it, and he chooses to eat it anyway. So not only, avada, you cannot be mezamen, but you're not even supposed to make a bracha on it. Okay, tavai isa. Afilo, says the Mishmur, eini surai be'etzam el mishum shu asa atzmai damazeh. Even though this is an object that he himself asked on himself. Okay, so this, remember this, what Mishnah Berurah said. Well, this is where I said we're going to get to a sugya in Masechta Sedarim. So the bottom line is Mishnah Berurah is telling me, if I went ahead and I said, I make a neder that I'm not going to eat this bread, and then I go ahead and I eat it, I am not allowed to make a bracha rishayna, I'm not allowed to make a bracha achrayna, I can't be included in the zimun. If he does decide to make a bracha, don't answer amen on his bracha. Loi b'tchila hoyol d'va issehu. It's an issa. V'yesh haveira b'achilasoi. Menai etzas Hashem. V'vichasa. You're sort of kicking Hashem. In Yishanemu. B'tzei ha'berach ni etzas Hashem. V'loi b'asoif. Avila macha g'day svia. V'macha b'shoigit. Now, so far we talked about that I've amazed. I knew it was asa. And Jared, I'll be, if you can come back in 2 minutes, please. Oop. If it was b'shoigig, you could make a bracha achrayna. Because there you were not being disrespectful to the Rabbeinu Shel. El the inyan zimun. But when it comes to zimun, you shouldn't. You can never call something that was asa to eat as a kvias. What happens if I stole chitam? I ground them up and I made it into flour and then I made it into bread. I was cutting it with a shinoi, and therefore it's mine. Shechayev l'shalom ela shechayev l'shalom le'damim la'avurim. I have to pay back the guy I stole it from. Kol makom asal levarach al zeh. You shouldn't make a bracha. Be'em bracha shani be'echus amazin. L'inyan bracha this ba'askar Hashem. Chamer tvei v'samet hu b'chal nias. It's still disgusting to bring this to Hashem. Yeshem the hayla kana. Since it's now mine, yachal levarach. He could make a bracha. That's an amargan of ram. L'inyan be'echus amazin u'machal k'day tzvi'a. Yesh l'hayrus b'zeh shi'avarach be'echus amazin. Do I raise it? Yesh l'hachma u'levarach. If you did eat kadesh svi in such a case, but you were kind of already with a shina, you could make a bracha, and we'll continue with this tomorrow.